Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav, Chapter 10, Mishnah 6, the final Mishnah in Chapter 10. Previously, we had been discussing an Iron Hidachas, a wayward city where the majority of the inhabitants worshipped idols, and the laws that they're killed, and all of the entire city, all the objects in the city, are burnt so that nobody shall have any benefit from it. Mishnah continues, Shanemar v'eskol shalala tikbaitz al toich rechayva v'goymer. It says by the Iron Hidachas, by the wayward city, that they have to gather all the different items in the city and into the main square, and they burn it there. Says the Mishnah, Emein LaRechov. Let's say it doesn't have a main square. Osin LaRechov. Then we build a main square. HaRechov Achutzala. Let's say the main square of the town was outside of the town, the main gathering place. Kontzin Osalasacha. Then we build a building to include, build a wall to include that area and to swallow it up, Kilu, if one could say that, into the city itself. The verse in the Torah continues, V'sarafta v'esha sa'ir, you shall burn and fire the city, v'eskol shalala, and all of its items, kali l'Hashem alokecha, they shall be totally burnt to Hashem your God. So the Mishnah explains the words, shalala, we only burn the objects that belong to the people in the city, v'lo shmal shalal shamayim, but we don't burn objects that belong to heaven. Mikan Omer, from here the rabbis taught us, ha'kdeshu shabayi padu, that if there are items that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, that belong to the Holy Temple, they need to be redeemed. And then the holiness of them is transferred onto the money that they're redeemed with, and then we can burn the items themselves. Utrumos, truma, which is a tithe, that one out of every 50 is separated from our crops and given to a Kohen. So if there's truma, the law is that if the truma was given to the Kohen, Yirkavu, we let it rot. Maaser Sheni, another type of tithe. The law was that a person would give approximately 10%, a little less than 10% of their crops would go up to Jerusalem. They take the crops that eat in Jerusalem, or they would redeem it onto money, and that money had to be used for food in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, Maaser Sheni, let's say there is this Maaser Sheni, the second tithe in the city, the Chisvei HaKodesh, similarly, holy books, Svarim, books of Torah, Yiganzu, the laws, they have to be buried, but they are not actually burnt. Continues the Mishnah, Kalil Hashem Elokecha, the Torah had said, Kalil, they have to be completely burnt to Hashem. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed as He says, Im Atem Osin Din Be'ir HaNidachas, if you follow my laws, my just judgments, when it comes to this wayward city, Ma'ale Ani Alechem, then I reckon it, Kilu Atem Ma'alim Ola Kol Lefanai, as if you have brought a burnt offering in the temple in front of me. The Torah continues, V'haysa Tel Olam, that this Iron Hidachas, this wayward city, remains a heap of stones forever, Lo Sibane Od, it is not permitted to be rebuilt. So Rav Yossi Aglili teaches us, Lo Se Aseh Afilu Ganos Upardesim, once the city is destroyed, you can't even build it up to turn it into orchards or into gardens. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the words of Rav Yossi Aglili, because he understands the word Lo Sibana Od means that you can't do anything where the original wayward city is. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, Lo Tibana Od, what does it mean it should not be rebuilt? Look, Moshe Haisa in Nevinus, you can't rebuild it to its former glory. Avanasas Iganus of Pardesim, but to make it into orchards or into gardens, that's not a problem. The Torah continues, the words from the Torah, and the Mishnah concludes with this, V'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min hacherem, a person should not, nothing should be found in a person's hands from the stuff that, the booty of the spoils of this Iron Hidachas. What does that mean? The Torah adds, and the Torah says, Aman yashuv Hashem echarun apo, so that God's anger shall subside. Says the Mishnah, shekol zman charishan ba'olam, as long as the wicked people are in this world, this actually refers to people who take property from this wayward city and don't let it be burnt, charonaf ba'olam, that God's anger flares in the world. Of durashayim, once these wicked people have been lost, nistali charonaf mina olam, then the Almighty's anger, His wrath, is removed from this world, and life continues on. This concludes Perek Yud, the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. Have a wonderful day. Hope to see you back on board tomorrow for chapter 11 in Sanhedrin.